Judy Putnam, who's with the Michigan League for Human Services. Judy, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. Beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There is a report out that says Detroit area's high unemployment rate has improved among big cities. It's interesting news and a good sign for Detroit. Tell us about this report.
Yes, this was done by a national nonprofit called the Economic Policy Institute. The authors looked at 19 metro areas. In 2010, Detroit had the highest black unemployment rate in the country, and it was incredibly high, more than 25%, and that's Great Depression levels. It's dropped now in 2011 to 18%. That's still really high, but we are no longer the number one in the country.
Well, why the improvement?
We think the auto industry rescue has a lot to do with it. There's been a lot written about the impact of the auto sector improving, and Michigan seems to be climbing out of the hole faster than other states. We were the top number one, had the highest rate in unemployment for 4 years running, and now we're about number 13 among the states.
And so as Detroit goes, the state goes also. That's a good sign.
It is good. If we can call 18% unemployment among black workers in Detroit area, a good sign, but yes.
Do we know why black unemployment is so much worse than other segments of the population?
Just historically, we know that in tough times, it's the young workers, the old workers, minorities, and people with disabilities who have higher unemployment. In Detroit, in particular, we have a lot of problems with transportation. The jobs are in the suburbs. The workers are in the city without cars. So that's a historic barrier in Detroit.
Why should we in Lansing be concerned about what happens in Detroit?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a white worker, Hispanic worker, or a black worker. Unemployment hurts, and it hurts the economy. And we can't view it as separate from us. We're all in this together. There's a tremendous ripple effect when it comes to the economy. It affects us all.
Judy, what can we do not only to put black workers back to work, but to put everybody back to work who's looking or currently unemployed?
Some of the usual answers are we need to make sure we invest. Our generations before us have invested in our universities. Now we are in the process of disinvesting in education and higher education here in Michigan, and we've cut a really key support for lower-income working families, which is the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit. We need to improve our revenues and invest again for our future generations.
Do you see this improving in the coming years?
I certainly hope so. Anyone who's been in Michigan for the last decade knows it would be hard to imagine that it would get any worse.
If you were sitting before the governor and other principal legislators here in the state of Michigan, what would you tell them?
Well, what I just said about the Earned Income Tax Credit, Tony, is so important. We need to restore that, and we need to look at our revenue system, modernize it. We have a very outdated revenue system. We need to modernize that and make sure we have the revenues we need to invest in our state. We're all in this together. We need a good quality of life here in Michigan.
If we restored that earned income tax credit, how much would that put in people's pockets?
Oh, I think we've cut, I'm going to have to think about this. We've cut it from 20% to 6%. It's several hundred dollars per family. But again, that has a ripple effect, and when you cut those kind of dollars, it hurts small businesses across our state.
If I was going to play the devil's advocate, I'd say, Judy, that's a few hundred bucks per family. Is that really going to make any kind of real effect here in the state?
Well, it certainly makes a difference to those families and to small businesses. We have a website called www.saveouritc.com where you can see how much per legislative district is cut by this, and it's a few million per district. So I would think a few million in the Lansing area would make a difference, but I am not an economist. What do you think, Tony?
Well, I'll leave that up to the experts, Judy. That's why I talk to folks like you. We're trying to get smarter at this, and we appreciate the opportunities to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.